SBS Radio.
When Dr. Clara Tuck-Mengsu received an Order of Australia medal in 2016 for her healthcare services to the LGBTIQ plus community, it was an honour she and her family were proud of. She says, as a migrant from Malaysia, it was great to be recognised for her contribution to the community.
It's a recognition that in Australia, as migrants, you know, we can all contribute to the country, and the country can recognize us, you know, for what we do, regardless of race or creed. There's a real bottleneck in terms of provision of healthcare, particularly for the transgender community. A lot of GPs don't feel that they have the experience or expertise to provide that kind of healthcare. The general practitioners who work in the area are still few and far between.
One of the first medical practitioners in Australia to undergo a gender transition, Dr. Su prides herself on providing non-judgmental and dedicated healthcare to transgender and HIV-positive patients. But she's decided to return her award in protest after finding out that controversial tennis champion Margaret Court will be on this year's Australia Day Honours Roll.
I was very distressed by that, and I felt that if I actually retain my award, I would actually be condoning that system. So my decision to actually return the award really stemmed from that.
Miss Court was awarded an Officer of the Order of Australia in 2007 and is being elevated to the country's highest honour, a Companion of the Order of Australia. The 78-year-old will receive the honour for services to tennis and mentoring young athletes. But she's been criticised in recent years for her views on same-sex marriage, homosexuality and transgender people. Dr. Su says the council's decision sends the wrong message.
The impression that the Council for the Order of Australia is giving to the Australian public is that they seem to be rewarding her for all the hurtful and derogatory comments that she's made about the LGBTI community. I can't see how someone who makes hateful and derogatory comments about one segment of the community should be honoured that way. And I don't see how they can be seen as an exemplary role model.
Ivan Hinton-Teo is a social justice and LGBTIQ plus advocate recognised for his work during the marriage equality campaign. He says he's considering returning his own Order of Australia medal.
My entire adult life, all I know of Margaret Court is how she wishes to marginalise me and people like me. So now I'm just not sure what values I'm subscribing to when I have my OAM, when Margaret Court has been elevated to our highest honour. It's the one thing that I have that shows a recognition of the work that I've done. Now it's the one thing that I have that has me connected inextricably with Margaret Court.
Mr. Hinton-Teo says his organisation, Just Equal, is calling on the council to rethink its decision to honour Miss Court.
I just don't understand why we're in this place where people who have worked so hard for human rights, so hard for inclusion, so hard for minority groups within our community, are thinking about not participating in an award system because that award system doesn't actually meet our values. It's just not Australian that someone who is such an exemplary Australian has to distance themselves from an honours system. We really need to have a conversation about the values and the standards of the award system if people like me and people like Clara are prepared to distance ourselves, divorce ourselves from the system.
The need for change is also noted by Federal Labor MP Linda Burney, who says the decision-making process of the council should be reconsidered.
The process needs to reflect the length and the breadth and the depth of this country. And at the moment, there is questions, very real questions being asked about whether in fact it does.
Margaret Court, who is now a Pentecostal minister, has welcomed news she'll be honoured and says she's entitled to her views. The Council of the Order of Australia has been contacted by SBS for comment. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.